You're listening to SBS News.
Mohammed Yasin Mubarak fled Burma after what he says was religious persecution. After being held in detention by the Australian government on Nauru, Mr. Mubarak was one of the refugees resettled in the United States under the deal struck between the former US administration of Barack Obama and the federal government. These people have been resettled all over the US. Mr. Mubarak, his wife and his three children have been resettled in the city of San Antonio in Texas. He says life in the United States isn't easy, but it's better than in Nauru.
Life in America isn't easy, but we have our freedom, and my family has a future. We didn't have a future in Nauru. No life in Nauru.
But there's one element making life harder for Mr. Mubarak. Under US law, he must pay back to the United States government the costs of his and his family's flights to the United States. For Mr. Mubarak, that's a debt of more than $10,000. And that's where two Australians in the United States are trying to help. Former journalist Ben Windsor and former fashion designer Fleur Wood, who's now based in New York, have started the network Adds Up. That name is short for Australian Diaspora Steps Up. It consists of Australian expatriates in the United States trying to help those refugees formerly under Australian care who have been resettled in the United States. It raises funds and provides help. Ms. Wood says a combination of compassion and responsibility made her start the organisation.
I just have so much empathy for what these people had been through already and also what it was going to take to set up a new life in America. You know, it's hard to immigrate. It was hard for me to move from Australia to America with, you know, a job and a husband and education without having been through the trauma that they had been through. So I just couldn't imagine, you know, how little resources they would have and what it would take. And I also feel as an Australian, you know, I feel a sense of responsibility to these people for how they've been treated. And I know most of the Australians that I know living abroad feel similarly.
Ms. Wood says the flight costs that the refugees have to pay are policy in many countries around the world, not just in the United States. The US government says these refugees from Manus Island and Nauru have been subject to the same stringent vetting procedures as other refugees from around the world. But Ms. Wood says the reduced social safety net in the United States makes the debt hurt more there, particularly for families that are resettled.
A lot of them don't really understand the full implications and they're very anxious about the debt. So we've had that with, you know, a couple of families where they have these huge debts. I mean, it's $12,000 for some families, which is, you know, $17,000 Australian. And they just see that amount of money. They're earning $7.50 an hour working at a factory or, you know, some entry-level job. And they just look at that amount of money and think, how on earth am I ever going to be able to pay that?
Mohammed Yasin Mubarak falls into that category. He and his wife have an 8-year-old child, a 6-year-old child, and a 3-year-old child. The 3-year-old was born while he was detained on Nauru, where he says the Australian government misled him about where he would go and how long it might take. Refugees previously held on Nauru and Manus Island have been resettled in 20 different US states. But Ms. Wood says what help they are given by the US government once they get to the United States is stretched thin, and this leaves them vulnerable.
When they arrive, they're given a case manager for the first 3 months. And the role of the case manager is to help them find employment, help them get a social security card, help them with any healthcare needs, and provide accommodation. A lot of those agencies are underfunded and have way too big a workload. So a lot of our refugees have just kind of slipped through the system.
Ms. Wood says some help in the US is religious-based, which puts further pressure on those who are not religious or not of the religion that is providing the help. But she says Adds Up has been positively received by the more than 100,000 Australians in the United States. The organisation says that in just 2 months, they have reached out to more than 130 refugees and recruited more than 300 Australian supporters. In one case, they say they saved a family of 6 from eviction after they had fallen behind on their rent, and they've also helped those suffering from mental health issues. Mr. Mubarak, who now works in a mosque in San Antonio, says their help is greatly appreciated, and despite what he's been through, he has great affection for the Australian people.
Yes, I'm very happy. They help us. They help our family. Very happy. I'm very thankful. I know Australia people, they are very good. They help us. Really, I never forget. Thank you for Australia people.
With the final children held on Nauru leaving for the United States, Adds Up says there is still plenty more work to do. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.